And welcome back to the Pete Hanna Center. Wofford falling on the road to Samford. Dwight Perry joins us now. And, Coach, you know, it struck me as all the stuff you really worked on in practice. I thought your transition defense, I thought protecting the basketball. By and large, it kind of turned into a half-court game. I was surprised at how well Samford played in the half-court. How did you see this one as they started to pull away midway through the first half?
Yeah. I thought we got out-coached. I thought we got outplayed. I thought we did not execute our game plan at all. I thought they did a really good job executing their game plan. And, you know, as much as it pains me to say, we got our butt beat tonight.
What was the message to the guys in the locker room?
Not all that dissimilar from what I just said. And, again, like, that's on everybody. It starts with me. We clearly did not have a good game plan that was conducive to winning. We clearly did not execute the game plan that we laid out that we thought was conducive to winning. And the guys did not do a good job sticking to that game plan and making Samford uncomfortable when they were running offense, and we didn't do a good job running our offense. And that starts with me, and it carries to the rest of the staff, on down to every single person in our program. And, you know, the other thing I told them is, you know, that's unfortunate, shouldn't happen. But the reality is all these wins count the same and all the losses count the same. So as frustrating and infuriating as this loss is, it still counts as one loss, just like our two-point loss to Greensboro and Chattanooga. And we have to get back to work and recommit to doing what has given us a lot of success here in SoCon play and playing Wofford basketball, because tonight was not Wofford basketball.
I know that when we get back home, we're in front of the home folks, and you've talked about being very appreciative of the fan support that we've had out there at the home games. And hopefully, you know, some home cooking. It's a long trip. How do you handle the next few days? Anything particular to work on, or just get back to doing the things that you guys do well?
100% getting back to do what we do well. We're going to take tomorrow off, going to let our guys recharge, reset, and we're going to get back to work and preparing for a really good VMI team on Wednesday at home.